Pesach.
When do we have to get Korban Pesach? I mean, what date? When, you know?
Yud. Yud Nisan. When is Yud Nisan? And about, how long is it? What's today? Today's Zion. So in 2 days. In a month, it's 3 days. In 33 days.
Okay. And do we have to watch it over for
4 days? 4 days. Tied by a bed. And then we bring it to the Beit HaMikdash.
Right.
A sheep and a cat.
No, but no, the cats won't disturb the sheep.
Then we take it to the Temple Mount.
Yeah, the Hashem, the Havish will be built, and I will shaft it up. So, anyways, Ilchot Pesach. Shalim, Ilchot HaPesach, Chodin HaPesach, Shloishim Yom, is a mitzvah. Pesach, since Pesach, 30 יום. 30 יום. Since Pesach, אתה מבין אנגלית גם? זה בעיה. Why do you have to learn 30 days before Pesach about Pesach? Because there's many הלכות in Pesach. יש הרבה הלכות in Pesach. Many הלכות in Pesach. And therefore, truth is where, regarding the shear, we're less than 30 days before Pesach. But still, it's more than 30 days. From Pesach, but we have to learn the Hilchot Pesach has many halachot. Yeah. Says in the Mishnah Berurah, Moshe Rabbeinu omed Pesach Rishon mazirah Hilchot Pesach Sheni. Yeah. Moshe Rabbeinu was standing on Pesach Rishon and was teaching them that whoever is contaminated, whoever can bring the carbon, whoever is far away, he can bring it also on Pesach Sheni, which is a month later. So also there we learned that a month before you have to learn about Hilchot Pesach. And also other Yom Tovs, you should also learn 30 days before, but it's less of a chiyuv. Less of a chiyuv. Pesach is many halachot, like we just said. Therefore, we have to learn a lot before. Okay. Now, the main thing, of course, in learning Hilchot Pesach, it's not like learning in every generation, it's whatever people need practically to do. In the generation that everyone used to make matzahs in the backyard, so you have to learn how to make matzahs. Today you have to teach which matzahs to buy, because usually most people don't make matzahs, and if they wanted to make matzahs, go learn the halachas deeply with someone who knows, and that's not what we're dealing with. Which matzahs to buy and all the halachot and how do you kasher your kelim, because people do kasher the kelim, and what are you looking for when you're looking for digas chametz, and what's considered cleaning the house, and how do you do the kitchen, how do you turn over the kitchen, and all these halachot. So this is all kinds of halachot that we have to learn about Hashem. So okay, the Rama brings down minhag liknot chitim לחלקן העניים לצורך פסח, וכל מי שדר בעיר בבית חודש צריך ליתן לזה. And the man is called Moros Chitim to buy Kimcha de Pischa. They used to buy wheat or flour for the poor people to give it to them so they can make matzahs. And in our generation, we'll see in a second, it says here, okay, that the minhag today in this generation is not only to buy people matzahs, but to buy them food for Pesach. Okay, it's an expensive chag Pesach. All kinds of things you have to buy. So to buy them food for Pesach is a famous story. It was in the Briskerov. I don't remember exactly the Briskerov. Someone came and asked him if he could do the 4 cups of Leila Seder on milk. So he told him whatever. He told him, you have to have wine, whatever. And then he took all the food from the kitchen and brought it over to the guy's house.
His wife said, no, it was a widow.
The widow. It was a widow?
Widow with some children. And she asked if we can do it with milk.
Yeah.
And and always showed her how, yes, it's possible.
Yeah.
And no one, and he gave her But he gave her a large amount of money.
I don't know, money. I heard a different story. They give her food, whatever. It's still the same
and
idea.
His wife said, what
why are you giving her so much? What's the wine, whatever. What do they have to buy? He said, if they're asking for, if he can make 4 cups of milk, they obviously don't have any meat or anything else to eat. So,
meat again.
Yeah, so anyways, yeah. Now, how much do you have to give someone? If someone is makpid to eat a certain brand of matzahs, he's makpid to eat hand matzahs, but hand matzahs cost a lot of money. Am I obligated to give him money to buy hand matzahs? So halacha is no. You're not obligated to give him enough money to buy hand matzah. You can give him enough money to buy machine matzah, and if he wants it, he can buy whatever he wants with it. It has to be shmura, yes. But it's not only a chumra. It's a halachic chumra. It's more than a chumra. Okay? But if it's hand, for example, this hechsher, that hechsher, and they're both considered a good hechsher, and he wants to be machmir like his rabbi or whatever, so not nachon. It's not true. Like Avigdor every year says that there's a different mitzvah, which is deoraita. A husband has to buy his wife nice things for Pesach. It's a mitzvah deoraita, the Rambam brings down. It's a lot more important than if he buys machine matzah or hand matzah. So each one will do as much money that Hashem gives him. That's how much you can do.
Did you see Master and they closed down the street?
Yeah, I was there. I also got from them. They gave many people. Unbelievable. Mm-hmm. Satma.
Oh, good.
Beautiful. Mm-hmm. It's the rich people from America. So, anyone in the city is obligated to give this amount of money for tzedakah for poor people for Pesach. Everyone who lives in the city, who do you give it to? You give it to people in your city. You live in Efrat, I'm sure there's plenty of organizations over there which give it to poor people in Efrat. You live in you live in a neighborhood and there's an organization that collects in that neighborhood, you give it to that neighborhood. Yeah? You have a community that you belong to, you give it to the community. You live in the yeshiva, you have a community, you can give it to the yeshiva. People here, they give also kimcha de pesach in the yeshiva, of course. Okay? It's halacha. What's considered you being part of a place, part of a city? Today we do, the Mishnah Berurah says, if you're planning on living in a place, even if you're there one day, but you bought a house or you moved into a house and this is where you're planning on living, so you're considered belong to that place. If it's a place that right now you're here, if you're there less than 30 days, let's say you're 2 weeks somewhere, before Pesach, you go to Chosar for 2 weeks. You're not considered part of that city. You're not obligated to give there tzedakah for the poor people over there. You're obligated to give in the city where you live in. But if you're in a place more than 30 days, you're there from before Purim, then you have to give over there the tzedakah for Pesach. That's the halacha. הלכה בית, אין נופלים על פניהם בכל חודש ניסן. We don't do נפילת אפיים, תחנון, נפילת אפיים, מנחה שחרית, the whole month of ניסן. פעם ראש חודש ניסן, until after ניסן. We don't do נפילת אפיים at all. Okay? נפילת אפיים, תחנון, וידוי. We don't do the whole thing. תיקון חצות, we don't say תיקון אחר, only תיקון לאה. And therefore also on Shabbos, a mincha, we won't say tzidkatcha. After Shmona Esra, tzidkatcha tzedek, we don't say it because the rule is that if it's a day that if it would have been a weekday, if I would have said tachanun, you say tzidkatcha. If it's a day which I would not say tachanun, I don't say tzidkatcha. Therefore also this week, by the way, a mincha, Shabbos, this coming week, also we won't say tzidkatcha. Yeah? Because it's Erev. Purim. And if it would have been a weekday, and Erev Purim, you don't say Tachanun. Therefore, you don't say Katchan, this Shabbat, this coming Shabbat. And you don't say Avarachamim. Why don't you say Avarachamim? Because one of the four parshiot this week will be parshiot Zachor. So you don't say Avarachamim in the morning. In the four parshiot, you don't say Avarachamim. So, but we do say Tzidkatcha in the four parshiot. Two different things. Tzidkatcha has to do with Tachanun. And Avarachamim, so it depends on what day it is. If it's a day of Blessed Chodesh, or if it's a parshiot Zachor, we don't say all the parshiot, the four parshiot, we don't say Avarachamim. Ashkenazim, I don't know, Sfadim, is there a Rachamim? And Maspidim bo. We don't make eulogy also on Nisan, Bechla. Then Mit'anim bo, Lazkir b'tzivu. We don't do Tani tzivu. The Bechorot Mit'anim bo b'Erev Pesach. But the Bechorot, and soon we're going to deal with this, the firstborns, and we'll see what's considered, it's not regular firstborn that we're used to. Because of laws. Firstborn, the minhag is that you fast on Erev Pesach. Firstborn. Why? Because of the miracle that happened to us in Mitzrayim, to all the firstborn. Yeah, that the Hashem saved them. He killed all the firstborn of the Goyim, of the Egyptians, and he saved all the Jewish Bechorot. Okay. They don't do Tziduk Adin, right? There was a Nifter when there's someone sitting Shiva, you do Tziduk Adin, you don't do Tziduk Adin, and on the whole 30 days of Nisan. And the minhag is not to fast at all, the Rama says. Not even, you know, there's a minhag, wrote down the halacha, to fast on the yahrzeit of your parents. Yeah? To fast. My father fasts every yahrzeit of his father, he fasts. And he's supposed to fast, to do tshuva. But on Nisan, he shouldn't fast. Okay, furthermore, on Erev Pesach, we don't say, on Erev Pesach, we don't say Mizmor Letoda. Mizmor Letoda in Sukkah de Zimra, after Baruch Shamar, we don't say Mizmor Letoda. Why don't we say? Because Mizmor Letoda is connected to Korban Toda. Korban Toda is the offering things? Thank you, offering. Thanks offering that you bring in Beis HaMikdash was together with bread. And then you would have to eat the bread also after Chatzot and the Baya. Therefore, we don't say Mizmor Letoda.
Our school doesn't tell you that.
What?
Our school says don't do it, but they don't tell you why. They don't tell you why.
You don't say El Rapaim before Sefer Torah. You don't say Lam Natzeach, right? Asher Baletzion. You say Asher is the straight Baletzion. You don't say Lam Natzeach. Okay. And the day after Pesach, here in Eretz Yisrael, not Shmini of Pesach in Chutz Laretz, the day after Pesach, it's called Isur Chag, Noagim Larbot Ktsat Be'achila Ushtiyah Be'Yom Achar Chag. Does that mean like to have a little bit extra food the day after the Chag? Not only after Pesach, after Shavuot, after Sukkot also. It's called Isur Chag. Okay? It's Gemara. No, Mimuna has to do this fella with Marokkaim.
Stop. You know how the Hasidim came to Mimuna as our favorites?
Yeah, I said that, but the Chag Marokkaim.
No, is that based on it, maybe?
No, the Mimuna always told us that it's because the Moroccans, they are very machmir on all kinds of things, so they never ate by each other on Pesach, so right after Pesach they make a whole party, like, we're your friends, you know, just because halacha, we're not just chumras, but really we're friends. So, why don't we say Tachnun the whole Nisan? Says the Mishnah Berurah. Mipnei she-12 nesiim ikrivu b'12 yamim. First of all, the nesiim, ve'echo min nesiim?
Miracles.
What? Miracles. Not nesiim, nesiim.
Presidents,
what?
The princes of the
Shvatim, 12 of the tribes when the Mishkan was built. When was the Mishnah built? The first of Nisan.
6 months ago.
No, but when was it the that's when it was built. When would they start working there? It was Rosh Chodesh Nisan. And then they used to, every day, each Nasi brought a korban over there. So it's like a Yom Tov. Each Nasi that brought a korban was like a Yom Tov. So you don't say Tachnun on 12 days already. Erev Pesach, we also don't say Tachnun. Pesach in Yisroel Chag is 8 days. We also don't say Tachanun. How much are we up to already? 13 and 8, 21 already. Mm-hmm. Since most of the Chodesh is Bikdusha without any Tachanun, therefore the whole Chodesh is still we do it without any Tachanun. Good? Now you know why also. Mishtabura. According to the Sfaradim, according to the Shulchan Aruch,
at the end of the month of Nisan is the last birthday.
Who's?
I didn't know that.
Neither mine. There's a big machloket there between the Rama and the Shulchan Aruch. According to Shulchan Aruch, you're allowed to fast on Chodesh Nisan. According to the Sfaradim, if let's say, but not do a private fast, because he says it's Tani Sibu, you can't. That means a private fast you could do. People are used to fasting, Sheni v'chamishi, you can fast. According to the Rama, no. According to the Rama, we don't fast b'chal on Nisan. Yeah, b'chorot. Then we'll talk about this in a second. Okay, Erev Pesach, you're supposed to get up early, okay? Why? On Erev Pesach, you're supposed to get up early. Why? Because on Erev Pesach, there's a lot of things to do. You have to finish eating. You have to burn the chametz. I don't know, my house is already clean for Pesach before Shabbos. Usually Shabbos before. You have to clean it, you have to burn the chametz, and you have to finish eating, and to say the Korban Pesach. To have time to rest also during the day, before the Seder night. This year also it's later. Because they're changing the clock soon, the 28th of this month, right? That's what you call me? 28th of this month. Top. Tanit Bechorot. One second. Okay. There's a minag, the whole 12 days of the famous Chodesh Nisan, until you bet Nisan, not only are we know that the Nasi brought the Korban, to read the portion of the Torah of that Nasi, which brought the his Korban, first day, second day, all the 12 days. There's even a minute with the Sefer Torah, and it's in shuls, they take out a Sefer Torah, put it on the bima at the end of the shul, at the end of davening, and then everyone comes over and reads it. Okay? Or someone reads it out loud, and they say, okay. But even if not, you have it in the sitter in the back. You say it. The minute to say it. Okay. I got it. Why doesn't he bring the thing over here? He doesn't bring this at all. Maybe soon we'll talk about it. טוב הלכה, סימן תף למד, ובו סעיף אחד. שבת שלפני הפסח, קוראים אותו שבת הגדול. שבת before פסח, it's called שבת הגדול. The big Shabbos, the great Shabbos. Why? לפני הנס שנעשה בו. It was a miracle that happened. So we'll see. הגה, ואמר סלב, זה המנהג לומר במנחה האגדה מתחילת עבדים היינו עד לכפר הכל מותינו ופוסקים לומר ברכי נפשי. טוב, the minhag is, we say, Ashkenazim at least, in Mincha, after Mincha, is a portion of the Haggadah that we say. A portion, part of the Haggadah that we say, it's written in the Siddur, that we say in Shabbos. Which miracle happened that we have Shabbat Hagadol? שבשנה שיצאו ממצרים היה עשרה בניסן ליום השבת. The year that we left Egypt, the 10th of Nisan was Shabbos, and each one took a man to his bed. And the goyim, the Egyptians came and said, why do you take the sheep to your bed? And they said, oh, our Lord commanded us to slaughter your God. So they were very upset, and they didn't do anything. What do you mean? They were slaves and they were masters. They could have killed them. It was a big miracle, nothing happened. Therefore, it's called Shabbat Agadol. Okay? There. Good? Very simple. Anything else to add over here?
Yeah.
Said
something on the Eric
Korban
Pesach,
because
we have to read something.
Yeah, there's a minute to read the Anel Pesach, Korban Pesach, after Chatzot of the day. It's brought in a lot of machzorim in the beginning. And also there's a special letter from Rabbi Shimshon from Astrofli, also written a lot of Agadot in the beginning. Also minute to say, together with reading the Pesach, you say this letter that he wrote, it has all kinds of things in it.
The minhag that I was used to before I came here.
Yeah.
The Shabbos Hagadol, the rabbi would give a.
Yeah, it's true. Also
big,
here.
You know, before mincha. And but since I don't understand Hebrew, I don't go to shul. You know, for that, for the Shabbat Hagadol drasha.
Maybe does the rabbi speak English?
No, nobody does. So
in Yerushalayim there is.
Oh yeah, in Yerushalayim, but I'm. You know, not where I live, so should I try to put together a group of people and find someone to give a drush?
Well, you can. That's a great thing to do.
You can get drushes online, such as through the OU.
No, Shabbos.
No, you print them out beforehand.
Where do you live? Where do you live?
In your front.
Where?
On the deco.
Other side. Okay, so if you live on the Zayid, it's easier to organize things.
The thing is, the volume and the 11 people in front.
Yeah, in front, I can do it.
If I have to just go. But there's half on the list.
So, let's head out. First of all, before we start explaining about the time of checking the chametz, see, the time of the Gemara, no one talks about cleaning the house for Pesach. The Gemara starts. The Gemara Pesach starts. Pesachim to check the house from chametz. So, Avadi, let's go. Did it? It's like that. Chazak, that it's a click. The time of the Gemara doesn't say about cleaning the house, so we have to understand that in the time of the Gemara, a house. A house was about less than a half of this room was a house. That's how they lived. And outside there was a yard, and that's where you cooked and everything else. And then the house was for sleeping, and maybe eating. So that's how they lived. That's first of all. It's a little more complicated than today. They didn't have a lot of furniture. They didn't have much. Second thing, you have to remember. There's two isurim on Pesach. There's the isur bali rayo bali matzeh. You can't have any chametz in your domain. Probably any chametz of yours in your domain. And the second isur is you can't eat any chametz. There's two separate things. And they have separate halachas. Not eating any chametz, you can't even eat one galgil, one little perur. Crumb of chametz. It's the isur d'oraisa. I have a crumb. Usually, every isurim of eating in Judaism is a kazait. To eat pork, you eat less than a pork. You're not a d'oraisa. Yeah, no one should try. I'm not saying do it, but right? You eat something that kosher, less than a kazait. It's not considered eating b'cham. Someone ate less than kazayit on Pesach, on Yom Kippur, it's not considered eating from the Torah. Chazal says yes, but Chazal says don't do it, but it's just a decree of Chazal, but it's not the Oraisa. But on Pesach, even eating one crumb of chametz, isur d'oraisa. Isur d'oraisa. Therefore, the place where you have to clean the most is in the kitchen. You have to be worried the most is in the food that you're eating. What about not having any chametz in the domain? Then you go back to the kazayit. You're not allowed to have a kazayit of chametz in your domain. What? In one place. Together, a kazayit. Not a crumb there and a half a kazayit there. No, one place. That makes life much easier. My wife told me she cleaned the closet. What do you do? I took out the clothing. I thought there was no bread in there and I put it back in. I said, great. You don't need to do more than that. You don't need to do more than that. You have to check well where the kids are. You know, if you have kids, my... Like my daughter's age, is a year and a half old, and he goes everywhere and she puts bread all over the place. Okay, so there you have to check well. But they have closet which is high up and the kids can't reach. So you have to clean there. Room, maximum, and Erev Pesach, you take a candle and you check over there. Okay? I can't hear myself. Maya, whoever comes in, make sure to close the door. You leave, make sure to close the door well. There will be two Torah. What do you say, Ron?
How big
is it? According to Asfaradim, is a lot. According to Ashkenazim, is about this big.
Matchbox.
Yeah. If you have less than that, you're not over any halacha.
Even in a lot of places, you can have less than that.
Yeah. It's halacha. So people are crazy, huh?
No, but with children, they might eat
that
little bit.
Certainly. Even small. That's a different thing, different issue. That's why we clean well, so someone, no one comes to come and eat it. No one comes to eat it. Okay, it's true, but usually, you know, I don't eat what goes on in the... So you have to clean. You have to clean the shoe drawer because it's low usually, and the kids do play around in there, and it could be a cookie over there. I found pita once in the closet. I never pissed up when we were cleaning. Yeah, I found pita in the closet. Of course I had to clean there. But then you took everything out, and now I'm going to take a toothbrush, and it's in the closet, in the room. I take a toothbrush and do all the edges like that. It's a little bit cuckoo. But no one's eating that crumb. Okay, you could. If you want to clean, if your wife wants to clean, don't tell her a word. But you could become. You could say it's okay. She could do whatever she wants, go crazy. But you become. You don't have to go crazy about the Pesach. Right? Like we said in the Gemara, they didn't even clean the house before Pesach. They checked the house for Muhammad, zero. That's what they did. But fine, we have bigger houses, we have more furniture. Let's say no. So we have to do is to clean, to check it out and everything. But not to, you don't have to go mishuga with it. Okay, you get in proportion. Instead of. Zman, Vedikas, Chametz. When are you obligated to check from Chametz? Uvo bet Seifim. Two Seifim. The Gemara, Mishnah and Pesachim. The first Mishnah of Pesachim. What does the Mishnah say? בתחילת ליל י"ד בניסן בודקים את החמץ לאור הנר וחורין ובזדקים. The beginning of the 14th, the night of the 14th of Nisan, we check the חמץ, check for חמץ, the light of a candle, בחורין ובזדקים, and the holes and in all the places where they might hide. בכל המקומות שדרך להכניס שם חמץ. Every place where it's usual to bring in their chametz. Okay? You have a machsan, it's not usual to bring their chametz, you don't have to check the machsan. So, pashut meod. Says in Mishnah Berurah,
you know the bathroom?
You don't have to check the bathroom either. Well, I have a daughter that walks around with food, so maybe I'll look in there also. But so, if it's usual to bring their chametz, you check. If not, B'tchilat Lil, when is the beginning of the night of the 14th? Perush, תכף אחר היציאה. הכוכבים immediately after the stars come out. שיש עדיין קצת מאור היום, when there's still a little bit of daylight. ראוי להתחיל לבדוק כדי שלא יתרשל או שלא ישכח. Do it immediately, so he doesn't get lazy about it. And so in order for him not to forget, you have a marv and you go check. בסדר? You don't learn at that time. Even the biggest tzaddikim, they don't learn. They get up on their seats and they go after Ma'ariv home and they check their chametz. And brisk, you know, they check for hours, hours and hours. It's a whole avoid of cleaning yourself out also. That's the main idea. Bodkim, vegan. No, you have it on time. You get home.
It's
not completely dark. Yeah, when you get home, that's the point. You can have it. Vegan, צריך לבטל עד את החמץ, לקמן, בסימן תף למדלת, סעיף בית. Also, you do bitul chametz. It's dikas chametz, the check from chametz. And then you also do bitul chametz, to nullify the chametz. Min ha-Torah v'echad ne'em sagi, right? The text over there says, from the Torah, one's enough. You can do either nullify it, or check. Why do you have to do both? Right? Because he could say, ani mafkir. Everything that I own, that's chametz, is hefker. Ownerless, not mine anymore. Right? Is that? We also have to check it. But some people, they're not mafkir until they check. They don't check until the mafkir, it goes together with them. And since there's some people like that, something like this, therefore they say we do both things. So, because we're not talking about us, which have what we have in the house, chametz. It's a little bit thing. Some people have Osten, you know, they have a lot of chametz product, a store, makolet, a supermarket. Okay? They take care of his things. If they do bitul chametz. If he does bitul, it's not considered bitul. Why? Because he's not mevatel 10,000 shekel worth of schora, of merchandise in his store, right? So therefore, Chazal say, you know what? You also have to nullify it, or sell it. You can sell it to a goy also. Okay. Why do you have to check le'or anel? Why do you have to do with a candle? Why can't you drink in the daylight? But in the daylight, you don't see well what goes on in the holes in the house and in the walls and behind the closets and every place.
Little crumbs you won't see.
You won't see in the chon.
If it's dark, if you have a weak light beamed at it, you'll see the shadow.
Okay, you'll see it very well. The what you have to do. Okay.
Also, why the searching as well as the bitul? Okay, you say it's hefker, it's not yours. But it's not yours; it's still there. It's a bayi mitzeh.
No, but it's not. You're not.
But then the bitul is not just it's not yours. That you're declaring that it's just dust. You're not just saying it's yours. The bitul says that you're turning it to dust. That's why you're saying it's dust. It's not even food anymore. But even so, this generation is not capable of doing the bitul that was done a few generations ago.
Why?
The people who are on a high level, some people still aren't just that generation, but people who are on a high level spiritually a few generations ago, when they did bitul, would actually neutralize the ruchani aspect of the chametz.
Huh?
But it's not just
the... Anyways, we have to burn it.
Physical. It's there's a ruchani chametz. And we're able to, because there's also the really like chametz in the air.
Spiritual.
They can go and say bitul, and it's gone. It's bad. It doesn't exist anymore spiritually. There's maybe a handful of people in this generation who can do it.
But translating that in English, a few generations ago, what were they doing?
They would do a spiritual tikkun.
A spiritual correction.
Okay. To cancel out the spiritual power of the chametz.
So,
can we check with the flashlight?
You could check with the flashlight. First, we'll see in a second. I'll tell you that in a second. First of all, the Gdolei Yisrael, the tzaddikim, they used to wear like dressing for davening. Whatever you dress for davening, you put on a jacket, a hat, a galter, whatever people put on, like for just for davening, and they wash their hands before. That's what tzaddikim used to do, right? And then themselves used to go everywhere, go down on the floor. Big tzaddikim, with white beards, go down flat on the floor and look under the bed and everything. And it took them a long, long time. Those people who check just like that, right? And just to look for the 10 pieces of bread that the kids put in the bag. I'll give you good advice about that in a second.
Make a list.
Yes, exactly. And so they're not yet in the mitzvah. It's even might be bracha levatala. It might be a bracha levatala. Bracha in vain. You have to check. Not only check for the 10 pieces. Check everywhere. Right? And just a good advice. Those 10 pieces of bread that the kids put around. List them. It should be numbered, and number down on a list where did you put each one. So even if the master of the house is not buying all 10, afterwards you go pick it up and throw it in the garbage. My mother told me that one year they didn't find one, they didn't make a list. They didn't find one, they didn't find it. Even if they didn't find it, they didn't make bitul. No, nishke fella. But, chatchila, of course, you shouldn't do that. You're supposed to get rid of all of it.
One of our boys once put 11.
11.
Which found 10. All good, we found 10, and then afterwards says, there's another one.
Why?
Where did you put it? I don't remember.
Top. Okay. The Ma'aseh Chatchila, you start checking with a candle. Because the Mishnah says the Or HaNer. You start taking a candle, Start looking with a candle. You get to a place where you're worried it might catch fire, blow it out, take a flashlight, and look with a flashlight. It's okay. Every year I say this. My brother, he had a daughter yesterday, Mazal Tov. So he told me that, I remember when we were kids, he told my father, I want to check under your bed. He took the candle, and he put, the bed went on fire. I remember it, Erev Pesach. The whole side, a big chunk of the bed was on fire. Since then, they use a little bit of candle, then they turn and they blow it out and need a flashlight. So if someone's worried, especially in clothing, they play the I can't watch your beard. It's that in the clothing closets, right? It's the hanging clothing and stuff. Easily you catch fire. Just be careful, you know. Don't miss it to burn down the house. Only to look for chametz, okay? So, the chashuv.
Watch your beard. I cinched mine a few times.
So.
Somebody has a car, they have to check their car.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You have chametz in the car, it's yours, you have to take the car. Okay. What about the books? The books.
I thought you put the car wash with the windows open.
What about books? You have to check the books. According to Rav Avadia, you don't have to check books at all. At all. But don't bring any books on Pesach to the table. Okay? One hand he says, you don't have to check it because if there is something that's just crumbs. On the other hand, don't bring it to the table because if there's a crumb and it falls into your food, you might eat it. And the baya. Ashkenazim, they all check all the books. You know, they all check, they take the books and they shake them. I remember I had a neighbor, he put out, a month before Pesach, put out a big table in the middle of the yard. All the sfarim opened up for a whole day. Then put them in, take another shelf of sfarim. All opened up, let the wind blow the stuff around. I don't know if it's effective or not, that's what he used to do. You don't have to do that.
I know that more of sales of, he changes the phone books for Pesach.
So what? The phone books?
Yeah.
How come?
It's because the mushrooms won't be in the counter. Instead of checking the books, it's a lot of pages. Throw it out, get another one.
You don't have to check for. You don't have to. It's good to. The sperm that you used to.
Some just even put. They put nylon on there.
Yeah.
And they have certain books that they want.
Exactly. So those they check.
They check those. And the rest of them they put nylon.
I really like Ovadia's advice. Don't bring sperm to the table. On Pesach, you know, the Chabad, they don't bring sperm to the table all year round because of the week of Pesach. I think about there's more logic. Why? The whole year you could bring sperm. It's a whole year. It's 50 weeks. 1 week, don't bring sperm to the table. No, as makara. Okay.
But you can have certain sperm that are just Pesach.
You could also have that. I have a friend who closed all the sperm Pesach, and he has one volume of shas that he uses for 1 week, and there's a certain sperm. I don't like that. I like to have my own sperm for Pesach. But if I want this book at that time. I have to look up in the Zohar here and there. What do you do?
But he's changed the phone books. He has a different tenor, different cry.
We'll talk about that later.
No, that's
what time is it? I don't have a time. So what time is it?
2:10.
2:08. Why did I didn't know that? So we'll continue tomorrow.
Also, for checking, all you have to do for a keyboard is flip it upside down and shake it. If you really want to check it thoroughly, just use a Q-tip with a little Windex in it, but not too wet.